Well, scientists have known for a long time that levels of air pollution were higher on hot days. The exact connection wasn't always that clear. But new research out of UW-Madison explains the connection more clearly and offers valuable information to states and municipalities that are trying to address the problem.
Tracy Holloway was the lead researcher on that study. She's a professor in the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies and the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. Tracy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here.
So this was something we knew, right? Air pollution higher on hot days. So what kind of causes and effects were we looking at there?
Yeah, we know that we have the highest levels of ground level ozone or smog on the hottest summer days. And there's this big question of what exactly is causing that, because ozone is not directly emitted. It cooks up in the atmosphere. So we've known for a long time that that cooking up process is affected by chemical reactions that depend on temperature. We've also known that some of the ingredients that go into the ozone recipe are temperature dependent. For example, there's a chemical called volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, that actually come from trees and plants. And on hot days, trees and plants emit more of these VOCs. Couple that with the fact that you have more sunlight often on hot days and often lower winds, it's a complex recipe. So our study added to this puzzle by looking at a piece that had not really been very well studied. In particular, that on hot days, we have people using more air conditioning, and the power plants are cranked up to their, you know, pretty close to maximum on these hot days. So you have more pollution going into this already chemically active atmosphere.
We'll dig more into that air conditioning story in a moment, but I want to talk about what's at stake a little. We get air quality days. We usually get them in the summer, and this is something that with real health consequences for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Ground level ozone has been linked with premature mortality, asthma incidences, and a lot of different adverse health outcomes, from heart disease to eye irritation. In fact, at high enough ozone levels, it even degrades rubber. And even at pretty low ozone levels, you see decreases in crop yields. So this is a public health is driving control of ground level ozone, but it's certainly not the only bad outcome of ozone smog.
Let's take this a step at a time. Now, the temperature goes up. More people, me included, reach for the AC and turn it on. And when we flip the switch, I don't think we think, oh, it's just one house. It's not making a big difference. How much does our air conditioning use really affect the amount of electricity a community uses?
Yeah, so the sensitivity of overall electricity generation to air conditioning use, first of all, depends on how much of the overall electricity load is controlled by buildings. Here in Wisconsin, we use electricity for manufacturing. We use it for agricultural processes. These don't really depend on air conditioning. In fact, in general, about 60% of energy in Wisconsin, electricity in Wisconsin, is somehow tied to building use. But even within the buildings, we're using it for a lot of different things, for the lights and the TVs and the refrigerators. So there's this question of how much is coming from the air conditioning specifically. We found that in Wisconsin, for every increase in degrees Celsius, which is more or less 2 degrees Fahrenheit, you get about a 3.5% increase in electricity demand and electricity generation. This is in line with what we see across the United States. Some states have a higher sensitivity, some are a little bit lower, and it's often driven by what fraction of the state's electricity goes to buildings.
And now you've got that increase in electricity use. How much does a percentage increase like that affect pollutants that are in the air?
Yeah. So we've known for a long time that hot days drive electricity generation. This is known. But this question of how does that translate into air pollution is one of the new parts of our study. And it depends on where a state is getting its electricity from, and also where are there kind of fewer older, dirtier power plants just come on from time to time. So actually, in Wisconsin, our sensitivity of air pollution to temperature is a little bit less sensitive than the national average because we use a lot of electricity for a lot of stuff. So the marginal, the step increase when we turn on the AC is about 2.5% for nitrogen oxides, for example, per degree Celsius. What we found that was surprising is that oftentimes in the U.S. states that have the lowest overall air pollution emissions, these are the states that have the highest sensitivity to the temperature. For example, states in New England that are may have very low emissions in general, but on the hottest days turn on some older power plants with dirtier fuels and less emission controls.
And talk about the kinds of pollution that are then emitted, say, in those older, dirtier coal plants, or maybe even newer ones, and how they play into that ozone story.
Yeah. So nitrogen oxides are the ingredient from power plants that really contributes to the ground-level ozone. That is really the hook. Mm-hmm. NOx, as we call it, cooks up with volatile organic compounds and forms ozone. Other pollutants that come from power plants form other types of air pollution issues. In particular, sulfur dioxide cooks up in the atmosphere to form fine particulate matter, which also has similar health impacts. But when we're talking about ozone on these really hot days, the pollution that we're really zooming in on is nitrogen oxides.
So there's the story. It gets hotter. We turn on our AC. We use more power. That puts out more of this pollutant. That means more ozone, and that can hurt our health. What lesson can we take away from this? What can we do about this?
Yeah, the good news is that this is something that is in within our control. Many of the reasons that ozone is high on hot summer days are outside of our control. We can't change the chemistry of the atmosphere. We can't change what trees are doing. But we can look to beginning some of our peak electricity from cleaner sources. For example, solar energy often peaks on the hottest days of the summer. So the good news is that solar offers one opportunity to sidestep these peak electricity demand days. Another is just to pay attention to where air pollution is coming from, where electricity is coming from on these peak days in the Wisconsin and across the U.S., because these old power plants that may be dirtier may not be a problem on your typical day, but they may be a problem on the dirtiest days when you need controls the most.
Tracy, thanks a lot for sharing this research with us.
Thank you.
That's Tracy Holloway, professor in the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies and the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. She was with us to share the results of new research looking at the connection between air conditioning use and rates of air pollution.